Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is Thursday, August 3rd, 2017. With me today, I have Brian Chaffin. And how are you, Brian?
Hi, I'm a friendly fella.
You are. And you know what? I really enjoy having friendly people on the show. That's why you're here today. Yeah. Jeff Butts, hey. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. How are you?
I'm doing all right. And
good.
And if you're uncomfortable at all with Brian's friendly fella, then we'll work out the therapy issues later on.
No, I do okay with John Martellaro's come on to me every time I'm on the show with him, so I think I'll be all right.
All right. Well, I'm glad to have got that sorted out, and we might as well just hop into topics. And let's start with Apple Watch. So there's a new report out from Strategy Analytics, and they're saying that Apple has now surpassed 30 million units shipped since the Apple Watch first started shipping. And of course, Apple doesn't give us their shipping numbers for Apple Watch, so they've used their own concoction of like channel research and
it's voodoo
research, and
it's voodoo.
Yeah, they
it's educated voodoo.
It's educated voodoo, and it annoys the crap out of me.
Why?
Not that people are giving these numbers. That doesn't annoy me. What annoys me is that we're not getting it from Apple.
Hmm. Okay. So,
should we go on a tangent as to why we don't get it from Apple?
I don't buy his excuse.
No, but
I don't buy it.
So, Brian, what is the reason that Apple gives us?
So, any corporation would prefer to tell you nothing at all. Any public corporation. The only reason they tell us anything is because they are required to do some disclosures.
Mm-hmm.
But there is no regulations. There are some regulations regarding what kinds of disclosures they need to make, like a top line, i.e. profits, revenue, that sort of thing. But there's nothing specifying that a company has to tell you the number of units that it's sold. Most companies are in a position that they need or want to give Wall Street as much clarity as they can, because they need or want Wall Street to tell people to buy their stock.
Okay.
And Wall Street, if Wall Street doesn't get the information that it needs and wants, it might say, well, we're not getting the information that we need and we want, so don't buy the stock. This company isn't trustworthy. Apple is in this incredibly unique position where they print money. And as Apple has gotten bigger and bigger and bigger, and their profits have gotten bigger and bigger and bigger, Apple has pulled out what they're telling Wall Street simply because they can. They can do so, and Wall Street will continue to suck at the Apple teat and say, most analysts have either a buy or an outperform on Apple right now. And so Apple does well enough that it just doesn't have to tell us anything. And because it doesn't have to tell us anything, it's going to tell us the least that it can.
So, Brian, I'm going to take us on a related tangent for just a moment. You said that most analysts have a buy or outperform on Apple. What does that mean?
A buy rating is you should buy this stock.
Okay.
And an outperform rating is we think this stock is going to outperform the market as a whole.
Okay.
And every single firm, sometimes even individual analysts will have, but usually it's on a firm by firm basis, has different criteria for what that actually means and how that rating is arrived at. And but most of the time, you know, the wider world just looks at outperform or buy or sell or hold or whatever.
Okay, so if a financial analyst says Apple stock is a buy or Apple stock is an outperform, that's their way of saying this is a stock that you should invest in.
Yes.
Okay.
And the buy is the stronger recommendation of the two.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you. So, Apple doesn't tell us these things because Apple doesn't have to. and Apple can get away with it without Wall Street punishing Apple. No, that's the only reason this happens. And I get Jeff. I'm Mr. Butts. I'm just as annoyed too. I want to know how many Apple watches that the company has sold. And I have long assumed that Apple doesn't tell us this because they weren't selling very many. That was always right. My thought. And so I'm totally with you. It's just, I thought it was important that we understand why.
Sure. However, comma, how many products does Apple not report these numbers for?
Apple Watch, Apple TV, individual Mac models.
Okay, but
individual iPad models.
Individual iPhone models.
Okay, well.
And all accessories.
Yeah. Which includes AirPods.
True.
Which are essentially, you know, a pretty gosh darn big deal at this point.
Yeah. It just bothers me. The major product categories get numbers, except for the Apple Watch. And the OCD in me, which, by the way, it should really be spelled CDO.
I see what you did there.
Apple Watch is a major product category. And if they're going to report for some of their major product categories, they should report for all of them.
I'm not sure that Apple is responsible for your
CDO. Neuroses?
tomato, tomato.
Yeah, yeah. All right. So Jeff, what exactly is Apple's reasoning for their public-facing reasoning for not sharing these numbers with us?
Their public-facing reason is competition. Mm-hmm. They don't want the competition to know how many units they're selling.
So Apple is telling us that if, say, Fitbit knows how many Apple Watches have been sold, that could give Fitbit a strategic advantage.
Yeah, but how? If Samsung doesn't have a strategic advantage by knowing how many iPhones are sold, then why would it matter if Fitbit knew how many Apple Watch devices were being sold?
But it is to Apple's strategic advantage for Samsung not to know which models Apple is selling, and particularly which models in which country.
Right, but I'm not talking about tell me how many Apple Watch Sport editions are sold versus how many Apple Watch stainless models are sold. I want overall sales figures. I'd be happy with that.
I have a feeling a lot of people would be happy with that. Actually, I bet Fitbit would be really happy with that.
Wall Street would be happy about it too. But like I said, Apple is in this unique position where Wall Street doesn't punish Apple for not telling them this stuff. I mean, Apple is just like, you know, pulled back. It's like they've been pulling back what they tell Wall Street at the same rate that they've been pulling features out of Mac OS X or Mac OS. Mm. Oh, that's right. I went there.
Yeah, you did. Wow.
They haven't been pulling the features out. They've just been hiding them. Except for debug features. Those they've been eradicating.
They've been pulling some out too.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. All right. So what we know is that Apple's not telling us how many Apple Watches they've sold, but Strategy Analytics thinks that it's hit the 30 million mark since it first started shipping in 2015. And that's it.
Yeah.
Well,
an educated guess.
So I don't feel like we've actually learned anything new from that.
Well, it's, you know, the question is, we don't know if the number is accurate. It is. In some ways, when we start looking at these things, we kind of have to go on a this is so complicated because you look at what IDC has done in the past and Gartner, where they were just making stuff up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, yeah, like literally just making stuff up.
Right. And they would do things like, they would decide how many computers were sold And then if the numbers from the individual companies didn't add up, they would just assign the missing numbers to other gray box companies. So, I mean, you know, that definitely clouds all this stuff. But I mean, it's fun. It's fun to have at least some color from this. I'm not going to be pissy at Strategy Analytics for telling us for doing some educated voodoo. Mm-hmm. You know, you just have to take it with a grain of salt.
All right. Okay. Fair enough. So, Brian.
Yep.
I'm assuming that you're about to get your Schadenfreude on.
No.
So, Brian, how do you feel about the security of Amazon's Echo and the possibility of eavesdropping?
I have three words. Mm-hmm. No, four words. I told you so. No, it's three words. I told you so. Four words. I told
you so.
Four words.
I actually did have to count on my fingers.
It's three words if you just say, told you so.
There you go. That'll work. This news does, the caveats are, this news does affect only 2015 and 2016 models that end in 01 on Alexa models.
Okay. Tell me what this news is.
The news is that some researchers took an Alexa and turned it into a bug that fed the microphone to a remote app.
Okay, and you said Alexa, and since you're mostly pedantic, I'm going to correct you. An Echo,
yes. Which
uses Alexa as its interface.
Thank you. My mistake, and I bow to your...
my pedantry.
You're mostly pedantry there.
Yes.
So it's an Echo. This would be the big one, not the dot.
Okay.
Right. 2015, 2016 models where the serial number, no, where the model number ends in 01, I think is how it works. And what they did is this requires having physical access to the device. This particular method requires having physical access to the device. You could just pop the bottom plate off. There are these debugging pads, and you can connect to them, and you can just boot it right up, and you can insert code into the firmware, and boom, your Alexa, your always on Alexa or your always on Echo is now sending everything that you say or everything that the microphone hears to wherever it is that they designated.
So this isn't something where if someone manages to hack into your network that they can start eavesdropping. They have to have physical access to your Amazon Echo.
Right. This is something that a jealous partner could do. This is something that a mischievous kid could do to his parents. So something you could do to your neighbor or something your neighbor could do to you. And if you are, say, an intelligence operative or someone in the national security apparatus, you could target someone's home or office or wherever the heck they have these things.
That's just awesome.
So all of these are, I mean, this is a real thing. This is something that could happen. Someone could do this. Now, it's not easy. As of now, although I would imagine that enterprising scumbags could easily turn what these folks have done into some kind of kit that would be real easy to do.
Hmm. Oh, sure. And
this is what year Echo again?
2015 and 2016 models.
And it's the full size Echo, not right. Echo Dot.
Right.
Okay. So, If you have a full size Echo that you bought in 2015 or 2016, you can just turn it over and look at the serial number. But
model number, I think,
or model number, excuse me, model number.
Make sure I'm getting that right. To identify if a device is vulnerable, I'm reading from MWR Labs or the people that actually put this out. To identify if a device is vulnerable, you can check the original pack for a 2017 copyright and a device model number ending in 02. The vulnerable editions have a model number ending in 01.
Huh.
All right. So
somebody want to send me an 02 or an 01 model to play with?
you know, it wouldn't surprise me if someone out there has something that they'd be okay sharing.
Listen, if I had a fifth, well, actually, there may be a 2016 model in my home, unfortunately, that I don't have control over. If I owned it, I would.
Hammer?
I would. yeah. So anyway, this is. I don't know. This. Above and beyond having surveillance capitalism in your home. Mm-hmm. Above and beyond that, putting a device in your home that's capable that can listen to you at all times, that is being controlled by a company that doesn't have a vested interest in being secure, is just insanity to me. I mean, this is going to require someone having physical access to your device. And is this likely to happen to you? No. Is it possible? Yes. But this doesn't, I mean, we do not yet know the number of ways that these devices can be remotely hacked, let alone, of course, anyone actually gaining access to whatever information that Amazon is storing. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like there's just so many. It's just insanity. It's insanity, in my opinion.
Yeah, and I knew this was going to get you riled up because you have been talking about how our Echo and Echo Dots are eavesdropping devices that we are buying and putting into our homes.
Yes. Wiretaps.
Wiretaps. There we go. That's what you were saying. Wiretaps. And you know, from the mostly pedantic side again, it would be an eavesdropping device because a wiretap would actually be connecting into something else to listen to your
activity. Well, technically the wiretap here would be that you've tapped into the Alexa device. This wiretap works here.
Oh my goodness. Children.
It does. You physically tapped into the device. It's a wiretap.
You know, I'm going to let that slide just because I like you. here's where I'm going with this. You are already uncomfortable with having a device like an Echo in your home because you're concerned about privacy and having the device eavesdrop on you. And I'm assuming that now, knowing that someone has figured out how to install a hack that you wouldn't even realize is there, and you wouldn't be able to detect, most likely, this cannot be increasing your sense of security or trust with these devices.
You know, my security and trust in these devices was so low that this really doesn't move the needle all that much. My security and trust on these devices when they're working as they should is low. Right? When it's just working as a surveillance capitalist device, feeding everything that you do in your home to Amazon. If it's doing just what it should, I still don't want it in my house.
So you're not adding more aluminum foil to your hat?
No, it's already packed.
Okay.
Fully protected.
Brian already has a full load. All right. So you might as well flip over your Amazon Echo and take a look at the model number just to make sure you're not susceptible, even though the likelihood that someone is going to be able to install this little hardware hack on your device, it's just really low. So still, but go ahead and take a look just so you know if your Echo is potentially susceptible to this. And as you're reading off that serial number, I want you to hear it in your mind in Brian's voice.
Model number.
Model number. Yeah. Serial number doesn't matter. Model number.
And if it's susceptible and you want to get it out of your house, contact me. I would love to find out how hard this is.
Yeah, that would be great. Okay. Well, on that happy note, hey, we're out of time. So we need to wrap up. Jeff, thank you so much for being here today.
Hey, thanks for having me. Always a blast.
It's always fun. And Brian, thank you for being here too.
Yep, thanks for having us, man. It's good discussion. Fun.
And you're such a good sport when I throw pedantry right at you.
Dude, I'm a pedant. Denying it would be illogical.
I think we all are.
Yeah, well, mostly.
At least those of us at TMO.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, thanks to both of you for being here today. And listeners, thank you for joining us. We will see everyone again tomorrow.